This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Finding a job, at the age of 35, it's pretty difficult, Mpo. We've been seeing a lot of job posts recently that specify their age, and it's always up to the age of 35.
And, you know, we couldn't help but wonder if it's just our imagination or if the job market was really not accommodating people over the age of 35, unless they are moving from another company or, you know, coming from another job. We're talking to the founder of PPC Recruitment and executive coach, Mary Kutlanik, who's joining us on the line. Good morning, Mary. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And what about you?
Ah, we're great. Thank you so much. And also, congratulations on your recent nomination, CEO of the Year. We see you.
Thank you so much.
So let's see.
All right.
You were saying?
No, I was actually about to answer your question. Today we have got a lot of energy, both of us.
No, definitely, I can tell. But of course, with this issue that we're talking about, people over the age of 35 trying to get into the job market and the likes, and some of the difficulties and everything, what are we finding that the job market, is it harsher for people over 35?
Yes, often it is, it's 35, especially those returning to workforce after break. You know, we had COVID where lots of people are not working. Most of the company are currently faced with Section 189. However, being 35 is not old. I'll just touch on four aspects why we are seeing so much discrimination or bias, if I may say. Mm-hmm. The first one is perception of being overqualified, tech and skills assumption, resume gaps, youth skewed culture. So those four aspects are actually contributing because frankly speaking, 35 is not old. It's within our age limit when we talk about youth here in South Africa. But what we have been seeing, it has been a big challenge. Some employers are assuming these people will be expensive. They are not, in terms of technology, and it will be difficult to work with. However, that's what's happening. In other industries, it's not all the industry, if I may say. Other industries, they prefer all the people who are 35 and above so that they can share the knowledge and coach and mentor the young ones that are coming after them. So it really depends on the industry and the job itself. Because, for instance, you can't have somebody mentoring a team who doesn't have experience. Somebody who's experienced is knowledgeable and is able to share their expertise, is able to guide the team what to do and give back to the management. So, yes, that is actually what is happening currently in job market.
Do you think that this is a problem in specific industries, or is it happening across the board?
It's a specific industry, but mostly across the board. So let me give you an example that I'm currently having right now. Mm-hmm. We are hosting the graduates from the University of Johannesburg, and most of the employers want these graduates to come and work with them because they feel old people want more money, old people knows too much, all those kind of things. And frankly speaking, as employers, you don't have money, economy is a bit bad. So if you have to take somebody on that level, they must be specialized in something. It's not somebody that you can just get anywhere, anyhow. It has to be somebody that is highly specialized because you are going to be paying a lot of money. So it has got lots of things. So one, we can say the economy, because the economy is not good. We know all these big companies, your Coca-Cola and the rest of them, are currently on Section 189. So it's not easy to get a job. It's not easy for the employers to pay those salaries that these individuals are asking for.
You know, maybe let's, as we wrap it up, just very briefly, what can you say to someone over the age of 35 who perhaps was never employed, struggled to get into the market, or found themselves having to take on you know, any other job just to keep things going, but they never really got a foot in the industry that they want to get into. How do they leverage their experience, you know, that they've gotten over the year, whether it's relevant or not, and just so that they can get a foot in the market?
All right. My final thought is being over 35 is not a professional liability. It's an asset. But it's an asset that needs to be framed. So, for instance, when you have been working as a sales rep or something, every now and then you have to improve your skills. You have to learn new things. There's AI now. If you don't know AI, chances of you getting a job are zero. So employers do value experience, reliability, emotional intelligence, and mentorship, as I've mentioned earlier, that with those kind of people, it's important when you take them to lead or to manage the team. So really, people should also skill themselves. The skills are very important because I was recently recruiting for one company in Cape Town where degree was not a big issue. The big issue was the latest technology because it's an international company in advertising and they're paying well. And people that I send there that are getting $500,000, they don't even have degree. So improving technology, skilling yourself, those are the most important things in the job market currently. You can have your degree. I'm not saying you don't have to have a degree, but on top of your degree, you have to upskill, you have to continue to upskill, you have to continue to learn so that you are marketable when you go out there.
Mm. No, thank you so much, Osmeri. Appreciate your time. That's the founder of PPC Recruitment and executive coach, Mary Kutlani.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.